Underneath this umbrella of flexibility, America has a myriad of institutional strengths. It starts with a network of research universities, which spin off a steady stream of competitive experiments, innovations, and scientific breakthroughs, from mathematics to biology to physics to chemistry. "Our university system is the best," said Bill Gates. "We fund our universities to do a lot of research, and that is an amazing thing. High IQ people come here, and we allow them to innovate and turn their innovations into products. We reward risk-taking. Our university system is competitive and experimental. They can try out different approaches. There are 100 universities making contributions to robotics, and each one is saying that the other is doing it all wrong, or my piece actually fits together with theirs. It is a chaotic system, but it is a great engine of innovation in the world, and with federal tax money, with some philanthropy on top of that, it will continue to flourish. We will really have to screw things up for our absolute wealth not to increase. If we are smart, we can increase it faster by embracing this stuff." The web browser, magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, superfast computers, global position technology, space exploration devices, and fiber optics are just a few of the many inventions that got started through basic university research projects. The Bank Boston Economics Department did a study titled MIT, The Impact of Innovation. Among its conclusions was that MIT graduates have founded 4,000 companies, creating at least 1.1 million jobs worldwide and generating sales of $232 billion. What makes America unique is not that it built MIT, or that its grads are generating economic growth and innovation, but that every state in the country has universities trying to do the same. "America has 4,000 colleges and universities," said Alan E. Goodman, president of the Institute of International Education. "The rest of the world combined has 7,768 institutions of higher education. In the state of California alone, there are about 130 colleges and universities. There are only 14 countries in the world that have more than that number." Take a state you normally wouldn't think of in this regard, Oklahoma. It has its own Oklahoma Center for the Advancement of Science and Technology, OCAST, which, on its website, describes its mission as follows. "In order to compete effectively in the new economy, Oklahoma must continue to develop a well-educated population, a collaborative, focused university research and technology base, and a nurturing environment for cutting-edge businesses from the smallest startup to the largest international headquarters. OCAS promotes university business technology centers, which may span several schools and businesses, resulting in new businesses being spawned, new products being manufactured, and new manufacturing technologies employed." No wonder that in 2003, American universities reaped $1.3 billion from patents, according to the Association of University Technology Managers. Coupled with America's unique innovation-generating machines, universities, public and private research labs, and retailers, we have the best regulated and most efficient capital markets in the world for taking new ideas and turning them into products and services. Dick Foster, director of McKinsey & Co. and the author of two books on innovation, remarked to me, "We have an industrial policy in the U.S. It is called the stock exchange, whether it is the NYSE or the NASDAQ. That is where risk capital is collected and assigned to emerging ideas or growing companies," Foster said, "and no capital market in the world does that better and more efficiently than the American one. The easy availability of venture capital to fund new products and innovations is a hugely important factor in enabling America to get the most of the flat world platform. Why? Because old traditional companies are rarely early adopters or innovators of the next great breakthrough technology. The people who invented radio didn't invent television. CBS didn't invent CNN. LexisNexis didn't invent Google. Having lots of venture capital and capitalists around, though, to take a risk and underwrite the next Google, CNN, or other untested innovation means that those individuals who want to get the most out of the Flat World platform, who really understand its power to create new products, forms of entertainment, and communities, can do so. What makes capital provision work so well in America is the security and regulation of our capital markets, where minority shareholders are protected. Lord knows there are scams, excesses, and corruption in our capital markets. That always happens when a lot of money is at stake. What distinguishes our capital markets is not that Enrons don't happen in America. They sure do. It is that when they happen, they usually get exposed, either by the Securities and Exchange Commission or by the business press, and get corrected. What makes America unique is not Enron, but Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General of New York State, who has doggedly sought to clean up the securities industry and corporate boardrooms. This sort of capital market has proved very, very difficult to duplicate outside of New York, London, Frankfurt, and Tokyo. Said Foster, China and India and other Asian countries will not be successful at innovation until they have successful capital markets, and they will not have successful capital markets until they have rule of law which protects minority interests under conditions of risk. We in the U.S. are the lucky beneficiaries of centuries of economic experimentation, and we are the experiment that has worked.